Okay, today Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the last parak of Maseches Pesachim, finishing Maseches Pesachim Bez Hashem, and beginning the first Mishnah of Maseches Shkalim. So the last Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, which is Perek Yud Mishnah Tes, talks about the halachas of a Korban Pesach that wasn't eaten entirely before Chatzos, which is the deadline for Achilas Korban Pesach on a Daraisa level, according to one Tana at least. So Pesach Chatzos Mitamei Seidaim. So after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach will make your hands tameh if you touch it, because it has a din of noser. Noser is any carbon that's left over past the time that it's allowed to be eaten. So noser has to be burnt, and noser is metameh esayadayim. Anytime we talk about metameh esayadayim, it obviously means a tumah midrabanan, because on a daraisa level, yadayim don't become tameh without the rest of the body becoming tameh. Hapigul vanoser metameh esayadayim. But there is a rule, at least on a drabanan level, that pigul and noser are metameh yadayim. This is a din midrabanan, because that noser makes your hands tameh, and it's the idea is to try to discourage people from making something noser, to encourage people to finish their karban at the right time. Pigel also is metameh esayadayim, to try to discourage people from making karbanos pigel. How do you make a karban pigel? A kohen has a machshava during one of the avodas that he's going to do an avodah chutz lizmano, so that's or that he's going to be ochel chutz lizmano. So that itself makes the karban pigel. That machshava makes the karban pigel. So the Chazal made a gzeira that it's going to be metame yadayim. Now the Mishnah concludes with one more halach about the Korban Pesach. Beruch birchas haPesach. If one said the bracha of the Korban Pesach, before you do any mitzvah, you have to say a birchas haMitzvah. So you probably say a bracha before the Korban Pesach. The Bar Tanura points out, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Le'echol haPesach. You have a bracha on the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So if you said that bracha, patar es shel zevach. That patters you from having to say a separate bracha for the Korban Chagiga. Because the bracha and the Pesach covers both of them, since the Chagiga is really tafel to the Pesach. It's just to fill your stomach a little bit so that you'll be able to make sure that the Korban Pesach is not eaten with an empty stomach, where you're going to end up breaking bones, and you're going to make sure that you'll be satiated with the Korban Pesach. Birich es shel zevach. But if you say the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, lo pater es shel pesach, that does not pater your requirement for bracha on Korban Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo zo pater zo, velo zo pater zo. That each one needs their own bracha. Neither one can be, you can't be yotze either bracha with the other one, because they're two separate mitzvos. It could be that one mitzvah is more chashuv for that night, one mitzvah is the yikar, but they're two separate mitzvos. And if they're two separate mitzvos, then they require two separate brachos. Okay, so. Now we move on to Maseches Shkalim. So Mishnah of Maseches Shkalim needs a little bit of an introduction, since it's a brand new topic for us. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Jewish men were chayv midaraisa to bring a half shekel to pay for the Karbanos HaTzibur. Every year they had to give a half shekel, and they would announce, they'd be machrizin al Shkalim. So the Mishnah is going to talk about other announcements that they would make on the same day, that they would be machriz to bring the Karban Shekel, or mashmin al Shkalim. So says the Mishnah, Be'echad ba'ador, mashmi'in al hashkalim. On the first day of Chodesh Adar, they would make an announcement in all the communities to give your machz shekel, so that the people should make sure that there's enough money in the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash to pay for all the karbanos tzibur, because starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're going to have to bring karbanos from the new money that just came in. They're not going to be able to use the old money anymore. But once they're making the announcements of the shkalim, they made other announcements as well. The alaklayim, they also made an announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar about the Yisur of Klayim. You have different species planted together in your field, so you have to get rid of them. You have to make sure that they don't mix together, so that it won't grow together and be a problem of Klayim. Now, another date that was important as far as collecting Shkalim was the 15th day of Adar, so the day after Purim, what we call Shushan Purim. So there are a lot of things that happen on that day. But Chamisha Asar Bo, Kornes HaMegillah B'Krachin, first of all, Shushan Purim, in walled cities, they read the Megillah. Umesaknin esadrachim esarchavos. That's when they do the repairs of all the roads and the marketplaces, because after a tough winter, a lot of times the roads are in poor condition, and people are going to need to be able to regal on those roads. That's mikvaos hamayim. They also fix all the mikvaos by cleaning out whatever mud got into the mikvaos and fell in during the winter season. So you had to clean it out because they had to be they had to have enough water to be used as a mikveh, as a proper mikveh, and they would do that at that time of the year because people who were going to be al regel and to bring Karban Pesach needed the ability to be mitar themselves. Vosin kol tzarchei rabim, they would take care of all the tzarchei rabim at that time. Umetzainin es hakvaros, and they would also mark off the graves in case the previous markings were rubbed out by the rain and the snow or whatever else. The yotzin afal haklayim, and they would also go out to check fields for klayim among the crops and to uproot any klayim that may be in the field. Even though they had already announced on the first day of Adar that everyone should get rid of the klayim, not everyone maybe listened to that announcement. So on the 15th day of Adar, 2 weeks later, they would actually send out messengers to go take care of it and to go actually do it. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, we learned that once Chatzos hits, the Karban Pesach is metame as yadayim because it has become Nosar, and in general, both Pigel and Nosar are metame as yadayim. We had a machlokas whether a bracha on the Karban Pesach will exempt the bracha on the Karban Chagiga. Tanakama said yes, it just doesn't work in the reverse, whereas Rabbi Akiva said lo zu patar zu velo zu patar zu, that whereas Rabbi Shmuel was the Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel said that you can't have the Birch HaZevach part of the Pesach, but you can have the Birch HaPesach part of the Zevach. And Rabbi Kiva says, no way, none of them can pater the other one. And then, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, on Masech HaShkalim, we learned that on the first day of Adar, they would announce about the Shkalim, they would announce about the Klayim. On the 15th day of Adar, you celebrate Shushan Purim in the city, in the walled cities, they would fix up all the roads, and they would fix up the marketplaces, they would fix up the Mekvaos, they would do whatever Tzarchei Rabim need to be done, they would mark the graves, and then they would send messengers out into the fields to uproot whatever klayim may not have been taken care of. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.